Tamim tiyeh mashem alokecha. The Torah tells us we should be innocent, wholehearted with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In describing the prohibition and refraining from all kinds of sorcery and witchcraft and all the magic that was prevalent in the pagan world, the Torah says we should be innocent. Rashi views this as an innocence, a certain naivete, not to just not care at all, but to understand that we don't know the future, that we can't predict the future. The Ramban as well learns like Rashi that we have to live with a certain sense of tamimos, of innocence. The Rambam understands this actually in the opposite direction, that we have to use all of our capacities, all of our intellectual faculties, to deny the claims of those that are working in the field of magic and sorcery and things like that. But the question is, if these things are out there, if there are ways to determine the future, that we can know what the result will be in the, why not? Why not take advantage of those opportunities? What great investments we could figure out? What job will succeed? Why can't we know the future? Assuming that there were methods of learning about the future, which is a machlokas in the Rishonim, why is this forbidden? And what does it mean that it's forbidden and that the result is that we should just be tamim, we should just be innocent? The answer is very simple. The Torah wants us to work within the normal limits of our experience. What we do when we do it, what is the best outcome from the thing that I'm about to do, from the meeting that I'm about to engage in, from the next decision I'm about to make, to think as best I can. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world with our own limits. The Mesilas Yesharim writes, and it's quoted as well in the Derech Hashem, that we have certain abilities. We don't know everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world to figure out things based on our own circumstances. If we could somehow know the future, that would stunt our progress. We would not make the same decisions. We wouldn't have the effort, and we wouldn't put all the participation because we knew what the outcome would be. And maybe this is the difference between a fortune teller that is usher and forbidden in halacha, according to the Torah, and that of a Navi. The Navim also discussed things like this. What's going to be? What's going to happen? But the role of a Navi was to allow the Jewish people to be, their spirits to be awakened, to have a feeling of tshuva and of working towards bettering themselves and bettering their lives, as opposed to the pagan fortune tellers who would absolve people. You don't have to work. Don't have to put the effort in. Don't have to feel bad because I know the future. The job of the Navi was to change our actions, was to listen to the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to just figure out a loophole in the future or what we could do or don't do, but rather to impact the lives in which we live. So while the pagan fortune tellers, what the Torah is telling us is that kind of life in which we're just trying to figure out the result without any work is what's usher and what's forbidden, because that's not a way of life. It's not just a prohibition. It's not a way of life. And the Navi is helping us live the lives that we're supposed to lead. We don't know all the answers to everything. And that's precisely the job of the Navi, but it's precisely the lives in which we live. If we knew the answer, if we knew the result, that's not life. The process of our lives, the process of our journey, is in and of itself the lives in which we live. Tamim tiyeh Hashem Elokecha. To be innocent, not to just be carefree, but to understand that the decisions we make, the things we do, the process that we go on, that is part of our journey, and that is life itself. That is Tamim tiyeh Hashem Elokecha.